This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Wednesday morning. And that means it is time for Career Day. Career Day is your chance to find out all about a specific job. And there are some interesting ones. If you ever want to be featured on Career Day, you can remain anonymous, but you got to be honest. You got to answer all the questions about your job. And I think every job is interesting. We've talked to pilots. We've talked to tow truck drivers. We've talked to cruise ship captains. You name it, we're getting to it. And today, we have a very special guest for Career Day. It is Mark, and he is a hotel butler. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Thank you for being part of Career Day. And you, from what I understand, have been a butler at a very, we're not going to say the name, but like a very high-end hotel in Las Vegas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you do that?
20 years. I came to Vegas in 1999, and I got hired right away at a great hotel, and it's still great. But yeah, back in the day when I came to Vegas, every hotel was owned by a different person. So that was great. And then in 2000s, when the corporations came in, and now it's all corporate. So I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. And now, if you have a question for Mark, 702-364-9400, you can call us. You can text us. The first question that I saw come in is, what is the most outlandish thing a celebrity has asked for?
Mariah Carey asked us to paint the walls pink in the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And did you guys do that?
Well, it was a last-minute thing. She should have asked that before she came in, because she was here for an award show, and that was probably the only time that I seen them turn someone down, but that was a last-minute thing, and they were like, no, we're not ripping down this great wallpaper, and yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
What's the oddest thing you had to go out and get? So Mariah Carey saying paint the walls. What's the oddest thing that a celebrity said, hey, I want this, that you had to go out and find for that person?
Oddest thing. Well, just when guests check in, they have everything in the hotel. I remember I was out front of the hotel walking a guest's dog, and Lady Gaga comes out with her bodyguard, and she goes, hey, Mark, what are you doing? So I said, I'm walking so-and-so's dog, and then she goes, well, do you want to come to the mall with us? So I said, what? And then, yeah, she's in a Rolls Royce there, and I actually had to turn her down because I had to go walk the dog and do some other things. So that was kind of something that was kind of like, what?
I
turned down going to the mall with Lady Gaga.
Literally, our first two stories are about Mariah Carey and Lady Gaga. If you're just tuning in, and this is Career Day, we've got Mark, who's a hotel butler, on the phone right now. Mark, another question that we just got. What is the largest and smallest tip that you have ever received?
Well, the best tip I got in Vegas was in year 2000. A guy came in, and he's from Beverly Hills, California. I live in a $50 million mansion. I got a dozen supercars sitting in the driveway. He wanted to play blackjack. He wanted to stay in the hotel for 45 days. I got the room next to him. I was the first and only person to live in the hotel, and he went downstairs to play blackjack. $45,000 a hand and five hands at one time. He won $1 million the first day. He won $1 million the second day. He won $1 million the third day. And then they kicked him out of the hotel.
Oh, did he tip you off of that?
He left me $45,000 for 3 days' work. That was my best tip in Vegas.
Whoa.
I had to share it with nobody.
Oh, my gosh. That's more than some people make in a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Well, he was worth $500 million, which I told him, where do I get my $500 million from? He said, it's a family business. His father told him to get into the video game business, and he was doing good. He was only 35 years old. Yeah.
Oh, that is
He's a legend in Vegas because he's been kicked out of every hotel for winning too much money.
That's crazy.
But he's taking care of the people in the hotel, which
and
is fantastic.
We love that.
Yeah.
Mark, hang on the line. We have more questions coming. If you have a question for Mark, the hotel butler for Career Day, call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Some of the questions we're going to ask him: what celebrity has been the rudest? How do you apply to be a butler for celebrities? And of course, we are going to ask, how much money does a hotel butler make a year? We know at least $45,000
a year. Yeah, one tip.
All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Career Day. We have Mark, the hotel butler, on the show today with some fascinating stories, and we're taking your questions at 702-364-9400. Mark, a lot of people want to know, how do you get to be a butler for celebrities?
Well, I started my career in New York City. I worked at the Plaza Hotel and the Four Seasons. So once you have those on your resume, I could walk into any hotel here, and they pull me to the side. So I got a job. So just a great resume, and I got that New York City flair and sauce, so I know how to talk to people, and I'm amazing.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, Mark, a couple people coming in on the text line here. You mentioned working with Mariah Carey and Lady Gaga. People want to know, and you said their names so casually, have you ever been starstruck throughout your career? And if so, who was that person?
Well, the two Michaels is Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson took a swing right at me, so I ducked his punch. Don't ask how. God was with me. My manager told me to go back upstairs and let him hit you. That's $1 million punch.
What?
yeah. Well,
wait, why was he taking a swing at you?
The whole story is he ordered some food, so I go upstairs and I knock on the door 5-6 times. Then a beautiful girl comes to the door. She says he's inside. So then she actually leaves. So I'm wheeling the table down the hallway, and I see him on the couch. So I'm like, oh boy, there goes Mike. So my heart went pitter pat, and then I get to the living room, and yeah, he's asleep on the couch, SportsCenter's on, the TV's blasting. I look around the hotel room. It's trash. Clothes are all over the place. Empty water bottles. The room service table tipped over. There's all these crumpled up $100 bills on the floor. So I'm wondering what's going on there. Then I looked, and he was trying to shoot them into a garbage can, but it was a horrible shot because they were all on the floor. Then I said, Butler, 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 and he woke up and took a swing right at me. I ducked, and he said, who are you? I said, I'm Mark the Butler. You ordered food. But I did say, ding, 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 ding. So that snapped him out of it. That was the funniest thing. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Then he asked me, was I a boxer? I said, no. He said, yeah, but I just swung at you, and you ducked. I said, Mike, you were asleep on the couch. You were smoking, and that was a horrible punch. And he grabbed me right away and said, you're the best, and hugged me for like 20 seconds. And I told him, I'm from Brooklyn, and we bonded right there. He told me, put your phone number in my phone, which I did. And, yeah, now
wow.
I'm Mike Tyson's friend. Yeah.
This is Career Day. We're talking to Mark, the hotel butler, a butler to celebrities. Someone wants to know, what celebrity has been the rudest to you?
Sadly, Prince.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to feed him and his wife in this suite, and I go upstairs, and I see this note that he left me. Keep the drapes drawn and the lights down low. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I go and do that and stuff. And he was supposed to eat at 6 o'clock sharp. I was there at 4:30. The chef brings up the food at 5:30. I have a little warmer. 6:30 comes. 7:30. 8:30. 9:30. Him and his wife come out of the back suite. He sits down. First of all, he's wearing boots with velour pants, no shirt, with a purple cape on. So I'm like, who am I serving? Dracula? Like, what is going on here? And then he sits down and takes one bite of food and drops his fork on this expensive china and goes, food is cold, and got up and walked back into the back bedroom.
Oh, boy.
Mark, do you ever have to sign an NDA? If you're freely talking about all these celebrities, you never just have to sign an NDA when it comes to your job and talking about these people?
No, not at all. Like I said, this was old-time Vegas when they were separate owners. Now, maybe with, like, corporate is in, but yeah, then no.
Oh.
Fine. So my son wants me to do a podcast because I literally have thousands of stories, but...
Like, I feel like we could go on for 2 hours,
yeah.
But we got to get down to it, Mark. The question everyone wants to know, what can you make a year, a butler to celebrities at a high-end hotel. How much does a celebrity butler make a year?
We make $75,000 to $90,000 when I left the job, plus incredible tips. I mean, a daily baseless, daily days, I would leave with $3,000-$4,000 just coming home, a regular day. In Vegas. Oh, I saw Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or Charles Barkley or Mayweather. Let me tell you one other cool story that I have is I went up to the room and Brad Pitt is there with Jennifer Aniston. And I go in and he asked me to watch David Letterman with him and help him eat the ice cream. So I did. And someone knocked on the door. And who was that? That was Julia Roberts. Now I'm sitting there watching with all of them. Then they told me to bring a bottle of champagne up to James Gandolfini, because this was back in 99 when they were filming
The Mexican
here.
Yes, I remember that.
And so I go up to James Gandolfini's room, call him Tony Soprano, told him real New York mob stories as I smoked a cigar with him.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe your life.
Normal night.
Mark, thank you so much.
Stuff.
Like, seriously, we're going to have you back on. I just, there are so many more questions that I have, and the stories are unbelievable.
And he just says it so casually.
Yeah.
Brad and Jen Anderson watching Letterman. Next thing you know, Robert's
eating ice cream.
And those tips, if you missed it, one of his biggest tips was a $45,000 tip he got from a high roller that was in town.
Unbelievable. Mark, thank you for being part of Career Day. And if you are willing to be part of Career Day, we want to hear from you. Call us or reach out to us on our website, mix941.fm. You can remain anonymous. We want to hear about what you do for a living.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.